American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Down.
From the greatest little down-home music show this side of the Truckee River, this is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Down. I am so happy that it's just a little show today. I've got my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've got Nick and one of the fucking new interns. But better yet, we've got the old intern, Jenny Ojibwe.
Talking out of our ass.
I blew that.
Man. I don't know if the audience knows what you're talking about because I probably fixed that in post. Because it was that bad.
Yeah. Hi. Well, hey, Jenny. How are you?
I'm excellent, Rory. How are you?
It's wonderful. I'm so happy to have you back here in the studio as doing your own musical thing once more.
It's great to be back. Yeah, it's really cool to see the other side.
When was the last time you were here?
As an intern?
Yeah.
I think 2015.
And as an intern, you had a funny code August. Name, correct?
It was Mojo.
Mofo Jojo.
Yep.
Yep.
Arch nemesis of the Powerpuff Girls.
Right? She started out Mojo Jojo, but then we changed it to Mofo Jojo.
Because Rick likes profanity.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and she's motherfucking JoJo.
Yeah, true. It's got a lot more power.
That. True that.
She's got good mojo, but she's mofo JoJo.
Yeah.
But she's here this week as our good friend Jenny Ojibwe.
She's Jenny.
A music performer, woman about town, musician of the Sierras and beyond, hopefully. Where have you been playing anywhere? Locally, out of town, anything? What do you got going
it's
on?
It's one of those catch-22s. Like, you have to have recorded music to promote yourself, but, like, you can't promote yourself without recorded music.
If only there was a place that you could record your music.
I have a solution, actually. I have two more sessions and the album will be finished, so...
Hey, hey, hey now.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's a concept album, actually. So.
Very cool. Are you going to be playing some music from that tonight?
Definitely.
What's the concept?
I went on a trip. In 2015.
Not actually. An LSD trip. Rory.
Right, no, a physical one.
Hey,
right,
there's a lot of parallels and some similarities. but yeah, I remember she went on a trip.
Right about the time I quit the podcast was to go on the trip. So
yeah. Very, no, like, traveling is always one of the most stimulating things you can do for yourself.
Yeah, you grow a lot in a small amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You see things from a lot of different perspectives. You get yourself out of your comfort zone and your chosen reality and join other people's realities.
Insightful, yeah. Yeah, a lot of themes came up on the album that I thought were like minute as far as the story was concerned. And then when you apply it globally, you're just like, wow, that trip, it changed everything.
Very cool.
Where did you go?
Yeah, exactly.
Where we planned to go was different. Where we ended up, but from Florida and like Key West now, which is really cool to be able to pay an ode to it because of what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Then all the way to Albuquerque.
Were you going on interstates or state roads, hitchhiking, driving?
For a little bit, we had a rental car, and then there's a song called Greyhound. We tried to take a Greyhound from Birmingham to Albuquerque. And it broke down like 2 hours in.
That's a long ass bus ride.
We were fighting, and I walked into the night. I was like, "I'm fucking pissed. I don't know what to do."
Rory, have you ever been on a long term trip with friends and then gotten in a fight while on the trip?
Let's see.
We made it back. Before he answers, I just want to say we made it back together.
Yeah, so did we.
Awesome.
Yeah, I bet, and I bet you didn't. I bet you didn't stand on this trip and scream into your friend's face and then spit right in his face in the middle of the trip.
Yeah, gosh, I wonder who that could have happened to.
I wonder who that could have happened
sounds,
to on a
sounds
trip.
So familiar.
And we didn't even go to Albuquerque.
Yeah, we had to work our shit out in whispers on the bus because people in the South, everyone can hear you.
Oh, dude, no, and those bus rides, man, those bus rides, there's no privacy. And, and if you get on that bus and you're on it for more than the next city, you get to know those other motherfuckers
this
really
is so
well.
True, yeah.
because you start talking to somebody else to get somebody else to stop talking to you. So you ended up just associated with like 5-6 people on a 36-hour bus ride. It like becomes a small family. Okay. Oh my God, the one guy's telling the story about what he's got for sale in a suitcase again.
That was Oklahoma City.
Greyhound. America by Greyhound. I don't recommend it.
No, the one time only.
So it's been really fucking cool.
But so was that... let's hear a song from the trip. Give us something. How was it?
Sure.
I don't want to just keep asking you about it. Play the music from it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right about the time we got going on the Greyhound, I was like, dude, I could write an album about this journey. And 5 days after I got home, I started writing.
Nice. It's been so awesome to hang out with Joe and hear the stories from the trip and then see the songs develop about the stories from the trip.
Cool.
Right.
This is the piece. This is the part where we were here. This is the part where we were here. Mm. It's been really awesome. So
cool. Set this one up.
How many songs do you have on this record?
On this one, there's 8 official and 1 hidden
track. It's not secret. It's just hidden.
Right.
It has less to do with the trip than the other songs.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking rad. It should be on the album.
Psychological origin of why traveling is so validating.
Rad.
Cool. But this one's called Take Me Down.
Take me down straight to center, so I can stop and dance a little while. Hopefully you'll be back from Georgia, and I'll get to see that Alabama smile. Take me down, down to your hometown. We can stop and talk the day away. You know I'd drive anywhere to see you, singing sweet home Alabama all the way. Take me down to sweet Malia, I know she's tired of waiting all day. Set me free in the end of summer. Oh Alabama, take me away. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. And I never belonged to where I came from. Oh man, I never feel like going home. 'Cause home is just a name for when I started feeling pain. So I live my life out here on the road. And so I'll never get myself tied down. You know how much I love to run away. Someday when I do, I'll be headed straight to you, singing sweet home Alabama all the way. Take me down to see Malia. Ask her if it's alright to stay. 'Cause when I get there, I won't wanna leave. Oh, Alabama, take me away. Oh, 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 oh. Alabama, take me away, away.
That was awesome.
Yes.
That was great. That was nice.
Dude, I'm so used to it. We tracked a lot of this shit out hard. So we had Darren come in for the drums.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah, who played on the album? Come on.
Blonde Darren?
Darren, what's Darren's last name?
He's from...
Texas.
No.
Spain.
trying to think of his band name.
God damn it.
It's something caves.
Plastic Caves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Darren Barnes.
Yes.
Darren Barnes. That's what it is. Yes.
Rad. Excellent.
And then Michelle Bell, of course, came in and played some stuff.
She did all kinds of stuff, especially Slide. I'm happy for it. Gave it like an extra kind of country bluesy feel.
Nice.
Carter also did drums. He did harmonica. I did ukulele, acoustic guitar, vocals. Michelle did backup vocals.
It's so fucking rad. Yeah. But it's really cool to hear that song back down to its core, like we just did.
That's
so.
What's scary about this is I'm not like protected by my cool studio
production.
Yeah, nice and raw.
I gotta say, I particularly like that line in that. I never felt at home where I came from.
Yeah, everybody can relate to that.
Yeah,
Reno. Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
I came to Reno because I felt that way. Yeah,
I'm so excited to get out. The album's called "Leaving This Town."
This is the town that I came to when I left the town I was from.
How's that going?
I love it here.
Good.
Well, he's
best thing ever. Yeah, that's the whole matter. That's the perspective of it all. You know, like I've seen a lot of folks I know who needed to leave this town, and I agree they needed to leave here. But for me, it's been where I landed.
Yeah.
Well, and you even moved away and came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that happens to all of us.
Yeah. Me too.
I
moved away, Seattle, had a blast.
Didn't
plan on leaving at all. Came back to Reno, no looking back.
Since I got here, I always knew I wanted to grow old and die here.
It's getting weird now, though.
When I was a teenager, I was like, I hate this stupid town. It doesn't have anything for kids. This is so lame. Then I got older and was like, wait a minute, this is awesome.
You got to get out of your town, though.
Yeah.
And I think that's really represented on the album. Totally. Is it puts things in perspective for you and kind of gives you a more global view of where you come from. And that's really what the whole story is about, is learning about what home means when you're away and learning about what away means when you're home. You have to do it to know both.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I don't know if you've ever read the story, What They Carry With Them. It's a story about soldiers and these little mementos they have as they carry. And this is a little series of vignettes. But for me, what I carried with me was the fact that...
You're in the war?
No. It's this story that kind of tangentially relates and made me totally... I know I've lost my train of thought. Damn it.
I'm just trying to be funny on the show, dude. I'm sorry.
What they were carrying.
The mementos that soldiers carried when...
Yeah, the thing that I carried with me was that there's no such thing as running away from your problems. Mm. If you find a similar problem in another place, chances are it's not the place, it's you.
10-4 on that.
And then and Reno is, I guess, where I learned that, and then I guess learned to conquer those problems, and that's why I like it so much.
You conquered problems without leaving?
No, I left Missouri. Fuck.
Right.
And came to Reno thinking I would leave my problems in Missouri, and then found them here in Nevada again.
Right.
And so I solved them here, and that's why I've stayed, because it's been a good place.
Right. Well, and we all know why.
That
Rory,
took way too much effort.
Well, we all know why Rory left St. Louis.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
No, hey! Hey, now.
Nick, that wasn't what I was talking about, okay?
Hey, my heart's out to all my friends and loved ones, police officers and civilians on both sides of what's going on in St. Louis, and I hope everything... works out right. Nobody gets hurt, motherfuckers. Really.
Peace.
Will we ever
justice.
Be united?
Yeah, well, we are.
I hope so. It seems to me several people don't agree with several people.
Like Cat Dog, we're united.
Right, exactly. Just like Cat Dog.
I think that's a perfect analogy for our country now. Cat Dog. Cat Dog for president.
You know, we're maybe not as divided as we were during the Vietnam War, and we're maybe not as divided as we were during the Civil War, but we're pretty divided.
And we have far more firepower in our hands these days.
That's true.
At any rate, let's have another song.
In many ways. Wow. I feel like we're on a road trip right now. We need to hear some music again.
Okay.
Yes.
This one's new. This is the last concluding song.
Oh, brand new one, right?
Yeah, ooh. I thought it was catchy.
Catchy songs again.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to end it, like, you know, with this whole story, positive, whatever. All right. It's called Home Song.
We want some more, but the time has come. Oh, darling, for us to rest. Yeah, we did it good, and we did it right. Way we said we would, yeah, we rode all night. Oh, darling, come the morning light. Them Louisiana stars were so bright. That Ponchatoula waltz felt so right. Dancing me slow in the darkness of my own head. That Birmingham rooftop was so chill. Smoking with you was so ill. Oh, honey, you're the dopest. I'm sorry for that shit that I said. And nothing can keep us apart now. I love you with all my heart now. That Mississippi night was dark, but we made it through. Time to be rolling out now. Plane's probably leaving about now. It's time to go home.
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Dude, and sometimes when we're tracking, like I'll be like, are you sure you want it? And she'll get like all, wow, like do something really weird. And I'll be like, fuck, that was rad. But are you sure? And she'll be like, that's how I want it. And I'm just like, that's so cool.
Yeah, good.
It's not like anything else that I normally
it's
listen
art,
to.
Art, Rick.
Fuck. I just got to let go. I just got to let go and get on my stodgy bullshit.
Art, you know, fag. It's art. Fag.
Fuck you, Rory.
No, that's great. I've really enjoyed hearing your songs develop over time, because you know you played some for us in the past here, and it's now it's post tour here, a little polished up,
plus post recording, right?
Two more sessions and we're done.
Sessions.
Now, have you been playing these songs live with people or doing solo stuff?
A little bit of open mic at Picnic.
Okay,
but I
cool.
definitely want to branch out. I'd love to travel.
Right.
Yeah, that's what the album's about.
Exactly. How cool would it be
take
if we
a tour
got to,
album
like,
on tour?
Yeah. When I realized that, I was like, mind blown. Like, I'm not actually singing about leaving Reno. I'm singing about touring, because like when you sing about stuff, it's like prophetic. It happens. Like that's
there you go.
Yeah. Kind of what my intention was in writing this is like whatever I'm repeatedly.
Write songs about touring so you can go on tour manifest. To write more songs about touring that'll let you go on tour.
Precisely.
It's a wonderful formula, and I wish you the best with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool.
You should look into booking some shows locally. Build up a little bit of steam and local notoriety. You know, sure.
The focus has really been on getting the album done first.
Right.
So that you get something to...
Because I'm one of those people that's like, sessions, oh, I can't show you what I'm working on because it's not done yet.
Right.
Two more sessions, some mixing, some finalizing.
And then you'll be able to...
We have the pictures for the album artwork, but we don't have that all together yet.
I want to see you playing the show before Christmas.
That would be nice.
I'm just saying, that could happen.
That'd be cool, yeah.
And then you'd have some CDs to like throw at people.
Exactly, yeah. I can't wait to hold it in my hand. Like, deliver my music, baby.
Yeah.
Like, open the plastic, smell it.
that fresh
like
music scent.
Fresh beat smell.
It smells like ones and zeros on mirrored plastic.
Can you smell that E? No, wait.
E diminished.
I, for one, am going to be looking forward to this.
Me too.
Little creation here, because so far, two for two sounds really great.
Cool, thank you.
Loving it.
Did we did, you know, we skipped right over talking about our weekends at all.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
But did anything happen to you, Rory?
I know, it's like so exciting.
I played a rock show.
You played a rock show.
Yeah.
Nick played a rock show too.
As well.
Imagine if it was the same one.
Together.
It was.
Oh.
It was. It was. At your local Shay's Tavern.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Give it up for the always kind and helpful and lovely Lacey Shay there.
Word.
Rad to see her. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
And had a great time playing with two great local bands, Prince Robot and Eddie in the
God,
Subtitles.
I love them so much.
It was good. You didn't make it out though, right? Right?
No, I was. do you know how weird my weekend was? My week was so hard. It was so hard.
What'd you do?
I love Sick Kitty Sit. I love them so much.
Oh yeah,
hard.
But we, yeah, I wish.
It was hard.
There was one time when I was out doing my laundry
and
Mike fucking stepped out of the bathroom with nothing but a towel on.
Yeah,
it was really hard, huh?
Damn. You know, you think that Mike's pretty cute, and I'm into dudes that are shorter than me, and like, and
Mike's
like,
also like, pretty ripped underneath that shirt,
dude. And then you see him in a towel, and you're like, wow, like, that's better than I thought it would be,
so, like chiseled and
Jesus.
Shit.
Wow. Well, there you go. So, but they lived here, and as we all know, because I talked about the last 2 weeks, but we had to take a whole nother day. They were going to have to leave by Saturday, and because Kat had a big thing that she was going to do, a tour thing that she was going to do in Mexico City. Guess what? Mexico City is busy right now.
Yeah,
they can't see your show.
Like, So wait, Kat caused an earthquake so that she could finish the album.
No, she may have caused the volcanic eruption, but she didn't cause the earthquake. So she if that hadn't happened, and had plans to go there, and we would not have finished. Because you think you plan enough time. You think a solid 9 days with somebody is enough but shit always happens in every recording session. It always takes longer than you think. Always.
Yeah, and they also had Monday off last week.
Oh, God. We had so much shit that we had to do, and we still didn't. And so we barely finished using half of Saturday, which we were only able to do because her trip got canceled. So yeah, my week was so slammed all the way up until Saturday. Sunday was the only day I had any free time. And that day was spent taking Riku to church again.
Oh.
That's right, yes.
Which was even better.
Excellent. I am enjoying
it. Let's hear the saga of Rick and Riku's Sundays. So give me a little recap of what happened.
Well, I wanted to go back to the one-ton dually show.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Are we done talking about the one-ton dually show? Yeah, we were just covering the fact that I wasn't there. That's not really an exciting element to the story.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I had a fantastic time with the other bands. And not to toot our horn too much, but for an opening band, we came in and kicked down the door and had everybody dancing.
We did get dancers. That was pretty
neat.
Yeah,
there were a couple of couples who came up and people filed in. You know, it's Shay. It's like, unless they have to stand in the dance floor, everybody like stands outside or by the bar or in the booth. But no, people actually came out of the booths and off of the bar and out of outside and into the inn and stood in front of us and danced and stuff. And it was pretty rad-tacular for me just being in a band where people spontaneously enjoyed our music.
It's like, it's not just the stupid opening band. It's One Ton Dually, and we all want to be part of that.
No, it's I'm not a faker. I'm actually playing music that people are enjoying.
Fuck! Joe, it's been a long road for Rory to get here. A long, winding desert road.
Mostly parched with no sustenance in sight.
With washed out edges and ditches.
And a lot of poetry.
And construction. Construction under and shoulder work, and my God.
Cactus.
Yeah.
Shoulder
Joshua
work.
Trees, right? You know?
Rick is the cactus, being the most prickly personality. Didn't somebody give you a crab trophy one year because of your sunny personality?
Oh. No, it was a box in the shape of a crab. When I left White Lotus one time, as a going away gift, they gave me a crab. which I took to be like,
because of his sunny disposition, right, as a manager.
Because back then I was kind of a dick.
They called you crabby behind your back.
Yeah,
Riku
apparently.
And Rory at church.
So
no, I wasn't at church.
Rick.
I dropped the rug rat off with Uncle Ricky at Java Jungle. And she's much larger than a rugrat now. I guess you'd have to call her like a rug Rottweiler. I don't know.
She was so rad. We got to have a religious discussion.
Last time we learned that you have to forgive you only have to forgive somebody 77 times
and
before
then,
you can punch them.
Oh, yes. And then on Wednesday, Riku evidently put that into practice and forgave somebody 77 times. And on the 78th time, she ran up and kicked him.
Good for her.
There were no 77. He said something to her and she ran across the playground and kicked a kid.
Oh, shit. She did it on like one?
I may or may not have had some conversations with a teacher or principal about this.
God bless you and your family, too.
And she steps out of line again, and she's going to get an out-of-school suspension.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, dear.
Dun, dun, dun. No, and she's like, she thinks she's going to get expelled if she pushes her luck. So I'm letting her continue to think that.
Right, be really good.
So this Sunday, though, the lesson was equality, I guess she said.
Yes, because the sermon was, and it was funny because the pastor, the priest, began talking about how he was at a job and somebody told him that women should be paid less because if they get pregnant, they get more sick days and they won't make it. Like somebody at the seminary he was going to was saying that women should be paid less because they are less productive as part of what they are.
Of society, they don't put as much man hours into the workforce.
Right, and Riku, being 11, turned to me and said, "Did he just say women should make less if they're pregnant?"
In a loud, clear voice,
yeah,
like,
and I was like, "No, Riku." He said somebody told him that, and he was the only one in the class that stood up and said that was bullshit. And I didn't say that in church. So yeah, I had to really, because I thought, oh my God, this is going to turn into Riku being like, the church I go to says women should be paid less if they're fucking pregnant. And like, so I was just.
And it's okay to cuss in there too.
Right?
I'm more religious, not spiritual.
Right. So it was really awesome. I think we got the thing down. And me and Riku, we were working out how this is going to work. We practice drawing during the whole service. So she draws a cat, and then I draw a cat on our programs, and then she draws a
what?
Star.
Yeah, no, you
I
do not play with then devices I, oh my God. During church.
I had so much fun like drawing with her during the boring parts, like, and it kept her totally occupied and quiet.
Don't
it
no, you
so
do
rad.
Not let her do that. You make her pay attention and not understand
no,
a thing.
Rory, I tried that no. the first time. It didn't work. She
I even gave her a
like,
jacket.
Look,
for, like,
if you're not
going to
go to church with them. You just let Ray do it.
Right?
No, I know this is
worshiping the devil.
This is Uncle Ricky's Balawick. He gets to do this.
No, and it was really good. She got the good. And every time it goes to a part where we sing, we stand up and sing and stop drawing. But it worked really good.
And
it didn't
she
disturb
likes
the people
singing
around
parts.
Us. Oh my God! And then it was so rad because she started really singing, and I had to lean down and go, "Okay, Riku, a little bit quieter so that you blend." Because you know Riku's voice, fucking, you got a room full of 80 old people, and my church is I am the youngest, hottest dude there, and that's really saying something. Okay, it's like everybody's over the age of 70. It's really, don't light a match. There's fucking oxygen tanks in that place,
and a lot of methane right probably.
Out. Fuck yeah, Jesus. No, and it's awesome. I love all the people I go to church with, but Riku's voice in a room full of elderly people cuts through like
carries.
Fucking. He's a hot knife through. I don't even want to say. So yeah. and then one part we drew a. I drew a cat and it looked like it was laying down. Then I tried to draw a couch underneath it, and I was drawing the line in the crack of the back of the cushion, and it looked like it was coming out of the cat's butt. And I said, "I'm not drawing a fart." And she's all, "Draw a fart cloud! Draw a fart cloud!"
No.
Like really loud.
No.
And I kept going, "You could be quiet." And she's all, "No." Try it. I'm all, we're in church. I can't draw a fart cloud on the cat. We had a great time. I had so much fun with her.
Uncle Ricky, so, I might have to rethink.
So,
this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. It's maybe not the experience you were hoping for. I'm working it out. How we make this passable for the people around us. And because the first time she talked so much because she couldn't pay attention long enough. You know? So anyway. Usually, and the cutest part is when we go down for communion, and I get to kneel on the little kneelers down front and take communion with little Riku, and that is the fucking cutest thing I've ever seen in my life, and it always almost makes me cry.
Oh, I didn't know it had kneeler communion.
Oh, yeah, we go down front, and you kneel.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've served at that as a young lad. I served.
Dude, and watch it, and she's all, how far do I stick my tongue out? And I said, just enough. Not too far, so that it looks like you're sticking your tongue out. She's so cute. Dude, we had so much fun.
All right.
And then afterwards, she gets a little bitchy and wants to play my games on my phone. And that's
she's
that's
just
okay
there
too.
For fucking communion. Like, really. Like,
dude, really. Really. Yeah.
I don't have to learn anything. Just give me my cracker and wine.
Oh, and we had to talk about, I told her that it might be a woman giving the sermon. And she said, but women can't be priests. And I said, and then we had to have the talk about how the Catholic Church is different from every other church.
Catholic Church is stupid.
Different churches have different rules. And I tried not to do that. I don't want it to be the Catholic Church is stupid. Even though I disagree with them, I don't want her to think bad about her grandparents who are extremely Catholic.
Well, and she basically self-identifies as Catholic.
Right.
Too, so.
I didn't want to blow that up. And so I said, the Catholic Church believes that women shouldn't be priests, and our church believes that women can be priests. And she said, so the Catholics are bad and they keep women down. And I said, no. She turned like that. She just fucking switched really quick. And I was all, no, the Catholic Church believes that men and women are equal, but that they have different roles.
Oh my goodness.
I totally like fucking busted it out.
Pulled it back to what the sermon was all about. Right.
Right. And this was before the sermon. I didn't even know it was going to be about men and women equality. And then I haven't even touched the gay thing. Like, and by the way, they're okay with gays too.
We show, like, okay, so the wife, the daughter, and I show up at Java Jungle and drop Riku off, and we get our coffee, and I sit down and I realize wait a minute, Uncle Rick and Riku are already talking about, I don't know, religion, philosophy, something. I don't have to stay. So we just got up and left.
Oh, yeah.
But within 5 minutes, they're already blabbing away, and Uncle Rick's like giving, dispensing advice and wisdom to her.
When I don't want
like a white bald Buddha in a polo t-shirt.
Pretty
you know.
Thin for a Buddha.
That's how I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Where is my... Oh, yeah.
Jesus loves everyone, but Uncle Rick is his favorite.
Thank you. Thank
you made her say that.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Oh, and I forgot about this one.
Yeah, well, we Catholics made the Bible.
Actually true.
Well, the Deuteronomist, but anyway.
The Deuteronomist.
Yup, the Church of the Dude.
So, but enough about Riku and how awesome that was, yeah. Right?
Exactly. Let's have a song.
It's a wonderful experience, though. I'm very happy about that. Oh, and I got one more thing that I discovered right after church, Rory, before a song. Mm-hmm. I went to Dave at Discology downtown and had a lovely conversation with him and found out that he had a copy of the actual printing of the Pixies set from Coachella when we went.
No shit.
It is the actual, the Pixies apparently at the end of that show printed them up immediately right after performing it when we were there and gave out 2,000 copies. And I
like on vinyl or
like printed CDs.
Oh wow!
And so they burn them right at the show. I guess the Pixies do this. So I purchased a 2-CD set that is the entire set that we saw when we went to Coachella when the Pixies were there.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah,
you'll have to hook a brother
Fuck
up.
Yeah. And I thought I have several friends that we were all there together, and maybe we would all like a copy of what the Pixies played for us.
Right, that was basically their first show back.
And was that the same? Was that the same time that we got in a fight and I spit in your face?
No, that was
the second one.
Or was that the same year?
Because the Pixies was the first one.
I want to say the Pixies was the second one because that was a thing that, like, after the first one, you said there's no way we're going to do that again. No, it was the second one when you spit in my face, and that Pixies played the second one. So yes,
okay.
That is that.
Okay,
show. Yes.
So that show was right after I was that big of a jackass.
Good lord!
Now, when you listen to that CD, you can think.
Thanks. It's one of my favorite memories: being berated and spit upon by my best friend, roommate, and hetero homo life mate. Yes, thank you. I'll say it out loud in public. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Good memories. So, good times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know how that marriage ended up, right?
Right. Really, really, it all, everything
Ouch.
Fell apart. Fell apart.
Okay. Let's play a song.
But anyway.
Jenny,
hey, Joe.
Help me out here.
Okay.
Get me out of this K-hole.
All right. Oh, my goodness. I'm pulling you out. Yeah. So this one's not on the album.
Nice. Exclusive.
Yeah. It's a. An older one, actually. Yeah, you guys are talking about.
Have
church.
We heard it before?
It's called "The Devil Wants to Marry Me." Right after this church conversation.
Nice.
I thought it was appropriate to be like.
Sweet.
Because I can't take Riku to church because typically when I cross the threshold, my skin starts steaming.
That holy water doesn't make it any better.
No, I never touch the stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Never touch the stuff.
All right. Yeah. Oh, here it is.
It's 3 in the morning. I know he's coming. He's to scare me to death. But now it's kind of funny. I know I'm not alone. Cause the devil wants to marry me. I used to fall asleep all by myself every night. Used to tell myself that nobody would tell me it's alright. But the devil's here now. And I'm his new bride to be. Oh, the devil himself loves me like no other man. He gives me all the things that I know nobody can. No doubt in my head, he's the only one for me. I swear the devil himself holds me in his wicked arms. He loves me to death. They'll hang me. lighting all of hell so they can see. I said the devil wants to marry me. It used to be that I was waging wars in my head. Some days it got so bad I couldn't even get out of bed. 'Cause I was fighting demons nobody could seem to see. But I couldn't fight forever, baby. I just let them make me crazy. I let them do what they wanted of me. But the devil fought them all, yeah, 'cause he's in love with me. I said, no, I don't have to worry, 'cause he I swear the devil himself loved me like no other man. He gives me all the things that I know nobody can. No doubt in my head, he's the only one for me. I said the devil himself holds me in his wicked arms. He loves me to death. He'll hang me in the stars. He's inviting all of hell so they can come and see. I said the devil wants to marry me.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Cool. Very nice, girl. I really dig what you're throwing down here. This is
Thank
good
you.
Shit. You should be playing live more often in the Reno scene.
I can't wait to get this record now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm excited for all the people who are playing on it with you. Like that's a hell of a lineup.
Yeah.
It's really fucking amazing.
Well, having Michelle is like having a hell of a lineup. She's great. Okay, now let's do slide guitar. Now let's do electric guitar. Now let's
keyboards.
Do organ. Now let's do leg slaps. Like, no, yeah. Well this one I had
I
a towel. We'll
do
bare leg slaps. She's like, now we need shakers.
I got to help participate maybe on a track on Thursday night and kind of got to see Michelle in action at the studio and how she's just kind of a gun for hire. Dude, with just talent bleeding out of her seams.
And she's been here so much. She's just like, oh, let's do that thing that we did with the one thing. Let's do that thing with the, what about this? Well, what about if we did that thing we did on that one song back then? And I'm like, I don't even remember what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Michelle's so on top of shit.
Well, she plays with the Vague Choir. She plays with Sick Kitty Sit.
Yep. She did some tracks from our Reptile Roots League coming out.
She's got
out.
Her own Grim Tones action.
Right.
And another project on it she mentioned that she's working on that is not to be named yet.
And then the old stuff before they were the Grim Tones.
Yeah. Yep.
What was that?
Scarlet Presence.
Yeah.
It's interesting to work with Michelle.
Been busy.
Because I realized the trip symbolized recording. I was very like in my shell at the beginning of the trip, afraid to travel, afraid to branch out, afraid to fly on an airplane, afraid to talk to new people.
Sure.
And then in the studio, it was my first time recording. And working with Michelle and everything, I was totally terrified to record, like, in front of her, you know? And, like, it was really interesting how the music I was literally making was so symbolic to what it was about, because I saw myself kind of fly at a certain point on the trip, like, take it with and be like, okay, I got this. Like, everything is falling apart, but we're going to get home. And it was the same thing with the album. Like, I think at a certain point I was more comfortable.
Transformative. Kinda.
Yeah. So,
dude, and you would never know when you listen to it that it was ever uncomfortable or weird because, like, and dude, Leaving This Town, the title track, and the Florida Keys song, I put those, they're unfinished, and I still put them on playlists when I go out of town because I wanted to hear them so bad just to when I was getting out of town and going places. It's such great driving music.
Cool.
It's such great get away from everything music.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool that it's a concept album, so it runs like a story.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's nice. Awesome. That's a cool concept.
Yeah. Each song kind of alternates in feel and mood. So it goes from like happy to angry, sad, back around again.
Doesn't keep you in the same place. Keeps you moving
around. I hope not. Yeah.
I like albums that shake shit up every song.
Yeah. And Michelle's album, Sing the Body Electric, I think. I could see a lot of similarities
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
our stuff, and like really like I guess used her as someone, as a role model as far as what to do when you're going about this type of thing.
Right on.
Yep. Go see Rick.
I fucking and
I have a show.
Man, there's nothing I like more than empowering strong women. There's not enough fucking women doing recording and shit.
Right. You know?
Michelle is like, is such a competent person in the studio. She's amazing. And she's fucking read like all the same, all the engineers' like biographies and shit that I have. It's,
oh, yeah.
There's few people that I can talk to about stuff like that much with her. And Joe's fucking amazing too. It's just been fantastic. This
yeah, and
great
you,
experience.
You told me about that, and I wanted to get like how the Lynyrd Skynyrd recording sessions all went down and what equipment they used.
Fuck yeah.
Because I want to be cool like you guys.
Rick's not cool. It's okay. You already are.
I'm not. Dude, I really fake it good, though.
I thought he was cool
I think
once.
You're cool, Rick.
And then he told me the story of how he broke his arm, and I realized he was just a violent asshole.
I am such a dick. You know, in my defense, Carlos...
No, I'm not bringing that up.
Carlos would agree that he deserved to get hit.
He not. Just happened to walk into your fist repeatedly.
Right.
After 77 times of forgiveness.
See? We know that. Was there a lesson so about equality that you could...
Rick hits brown people equally as hard as he
no,
hits white people.
No. The inequality, because when you're gay, you can get in a fist fight with your ex, and it's okay.
And then just, well, it's just
more
two,
okay. It's just two guys fighting. It's not, no, it's still, it's never okay to hit. It's never okay to hit. No, and I learned a good lesson. I'm bad at hitting things. I've never done it before. Something you have to practice. Yeah, I broke my fist in two places. Ha ha.
Right, like, and people talk about getting a boxer fracture, a little hairline
yeah.
fracture in their pinky. No,
yeah.
Rick shattered his fucking
right.
hand.
Which just proved that, like, I hit him, breaking my hand, and then continued hitting him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so, my God, you were that angry.
Yeah, well, and the really great thing about having a boxer's fracture, everybody who's a dick who's had a boxer's fracture knows why you have that cast on.
Yeah.
And so everywhere you go, people are like, oh, so you hit things, huh?
Yeah,
what's up, tough guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You
want to
hit me?
I got a lot of that for 6 weeks while I had that fucking cast on. So, yeah.
They just go, what'd you hit?
Yeah.
Like,
well, see, to me, he's like got the shaved head. He's wearing a wife beater and jean shorts.
He's
I mean,
hot.
He met right. He like he looked like really he looked like he was a skinhead. I mean, really, and like, and he was friends with this punk rock dude that I knew, and maybe he was like a sharp or something. I don't know. And no, you're just an angry drunk homo. Oh,
right,
okay.
Right. I think we started talking, and it came up why I broke my hand. And,
yeah,
and I mentioned that it was hitting my boyfriend.
Oh, that's. You're so less threatening than you were 10 seconds ago.
Dude, that's
God,
not cool.
I was this is a long, long time ago.
This was literally...
This was a wonderful life lesson for me.
Did he hit you
last
back?
Last century.
No, he just laid on the ground and cried like he had been doing the whole time. He's a one-trick pony.
Okay, I lived with... He moved in... When I moved in with Rick, he
He's
moved
all moving
in
so fast.
Later as a roommate. And yeah, when things go bad, Carlos just lays there and cries.
But
oh, man.
Not even against physical violence. Like, if the bill's not paid, he lays there and cries.
Carlos is much better now, I should also point out.
He's we
a,
love you, Litos.
A
You're still
I love
one
him
of my best
so
friends.
But yeah, but back then, he like I'm just like, I need some time to cool off. No, I'm not leaving until things are better. It was awful.
We must discuss this all right
like,
now.
Like, while you're still upset. And if he just would have let me calm down, it would have been so different. So
we've all had that argument, huh?
And that's not the guy on the recording that we always play.
No, that's Dave.
No, that's Dave.
And a big difference between Dave and Carlos is that
you're such an asshole, dude.
If I got in a fight with Dave, Dave would beat me to death. Dave is bigger than me and tougher than me and has serial killer hands. so
which
I would never do that to Dave.
Also, Dave was a rebound off of Carlos.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Yeah. Well, everybody was because I was always dating.
Well,
Carlos.
Yeah.
I dated Carlos for 13 years, so everybody I dated was in between my times with Carlos. You know.
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick. You're fucking sad, dude.
Should we not be people using people's real names? I don't know.
I think everybody's.
They're
okay.
All
it's
cool.
It's just their first names.
They're cool.
And I'm still on great terms, and I love and talk to these people all the time. Dave knows that I. Yeah.
You're sorry. You really are.
Oh wait, no. And then he left. He left a great. He left one some recently.
So have a great day, okay?
and then, you know, I've been really happy lately.
It is still
you deserve all the happiness that you get.
Nice. Yeah. It's still the same cadence.
It's still Dave. He's just not drunk and pissed.
Can you play those back to back again, please?
So have a great day, okay? You deserve all the happiness that you get.
Okay, play Have a Nice Day and one of the mean ones, please.
Okay. So have a great day, okay?
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
Yeah, play another one.
You're such an asshole, dude.
Now a nice one.
You deserve all the happiness that you get.
Yay, that was fun.
that was a delightful roller coaster of emotion.
God bless you, Dave.
That was the second best part of the show, besides Joe's music.
I'm honored. I might disagree.
Hey, Joe, did you ever take the quiz when you were an intern?
Oh, sweet.
No.
You never did take the quiz.
Mm-mm.
Let's try not to ask her questions that she would know from the old days.
Yeah.
But let's do it.
And let's not ask her anything horrible because she's a dear friend. Not like the stupid bands that come
Dude, you're always the one who wants to make me ask people that question when I really, against my better judgment, don't want
to
ask some of those questions.
Rick is afraid because he knows. He knows I'm sensitive.
There you go.
No, you deserve
I'll
our respect.
I'll handle you with kid gloves.
Okay, so do you want music?
Give Rick some music.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick, give Roy some
music.
Who
the fuck is... I'm about ready to quit this show. I get no
As
respect.
You wish, Mr. Dowd.
Not Spagnola. Thank you. Joe, it's time for the quiz. You know how this goes. Are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right.
Now, I remember hearing Joe laugh out loud when we were mean to other people. In the background.
Joe, what was the first album you ever purchased?
Oh, definitely. It was Come On Over by Dolly Parton.
Dude, that is fucking rad. I was so ready to hit the faggot button if it was something gay, but
Follow
that's really
up?
Cool.
What was the first concert, rock show you've ever been to?
Well, my dad actually took me to the Grateful Dead when I was like 5. They played in Shoreline, and I remember we drove in a school bus all the way
to get
there.
Look at her
but
ace and all
that counts.
All right, but what was the one first one you did?
Right. One that I got to choose was probably the Transplants.
Oh, nice. I like
13.
Them.
Still, like, with the like large choices here.
Damn
large
it. Yeah, I'd like choices. To see the Transplants.
Rounding the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, how many books do you own?
Over 100.
And what was the last one you finished reading?
Finished?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Oh, I have like 6 I'm working on right now.
Yeah, no, but the last one you finished.
I really would probably wait around forever, so I'm going to go with The World Beautiful and I give it to Rick.
Okay. It's this rad book from like the 1800s. And
yeah, I think I found another store. It's like from the 1850s. It's just like a spiritual book on friendship.
Oh,
it's
cool.
So beautiful. I actually want to read it again.
Cool. It's on my nightstand.
And round in the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. How many sexual partners have you had?
100.
100. And what was the last one you finished reading? I'm kidding. No names. No names.
I'm still blanking on that.
How recently? How recently was your last one?
My book or partner?
Partner.
Oh, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate him?
There you go.
Oh, God. Like, sexually. Zero.
Oh,
that bad.
I decided I walked away
from sex altogether.
Yeah, I've been celibate for 2 years, so.
Wow, it was that underwhelming.
I was like, I gave it up for you.
Lover, brother, or mother?
This is always an awkward question.
You're crashing on a spaceship. There's only 2 escape pods. Who goes with you?
Cat?
All right.
The cat.
This is always awkward because I don't have a mother or a brother or a lover.
Well, we just, you know, substitute any close, intimate friendship.
My cat serves us all.
Okay. That's an acceptable answer.
Not all families are the same, Rory.
No, cats. After my divorce, there was like my cat. Yeah, I hear that.
Cats are cool people.
Fuck yeah. When you're going to the bathroom, is the door open or closed?
If I'm home, it's probably open. If I'm in public, hopefully it's closed.
What if there are other people at your house?
I'll close it but not lock it.
Good answer.
When searching the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords?
Big hair.
Big hair, don't care. All right.
Inspirations. I look at stones. I look at plants.
No. I think
you're missing. You mean like musical inspiration?
No.
Can we skip that one?
Oh, I know what you mean. No. You know I don't do that. Is that weird?
No, that's
not for girls.
Actually, it's in line with your previous
answer.
That's
why I didn't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, inspiration. Like, you know, like on Instagram. Yeah, I don't know what you're
No, I was asking for wink, wink, inspiration, wink, wink.
Oh,
girls think of faces of people they care about.
Yeah, I was just
Girls aren't
say...
like guys who just want
to
see bodies.
Some girls have given wonderful answers to that question.
I guess if like I was going to like look at something specific...
What gets you hot?
Gary Rossington, the guitar player of Lynyrd Skynyrd, circa 1979.
So big hair is true.
Yeah,
big hair, don't care.
Mm-hmm. All the way.
Yeah. Upon your death, where would you haunt, Joe?
Where would I haunt? Oh. Rick's
Dude,
studio.
I know.
There's going to be a few ghosts.
Oh my God. This place is I would be on every episode.
But dude, I would also, I could also see both of us haunting local cemeteries.
Oh my gosh. We would like tag team.
Because that's where we go when we're alive.
Anyway,
yeah.
Right.
If we're there when we're alive.
I never thought of that. We're just going to spend eternity there.
Joe and Rick tag teaming the dead.
Fuck yeah.
I get Virginia City. You get Silver City.
What would be the last meal you ever ate?
I do like Thai.
Thai?
Yeah.
Mmm, excellent, excellent.
That's that Asian food, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she meant bondage. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I'm married a Thai. If you were being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer it was?
Dimitri Martin.
Wow.
Really? No hesitation. And I...
Have you ever heard that question before?
No. Dimitri. But yeah. I know what comedians I like to look at in clown suits. It's a no-brainer.
He's good. He's funny.
I love you more
Silly
every day.
Musical. Smart.
All right. We're going to jump over to our rapid fire portion of the evening. Burgers or dogs?
Dogs, the animals.
Barbecue burgers or dogs? Would you rather have a hamburger or a chihuahua?
I'd rather have a live chihuahua.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Harry Potter.
That's fine.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Okay. Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight?
Oh, a fight. Walrus.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
Who wins in a fight?
Richard Simmons.
Okay.
It's close, though.
She's smart.
Nick?
Lynyrd Skynyrd or 38 Special?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay. How about Lynyrd Skynyrd or Led Zeppelin?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I figured so much.
What about Lynyrd Skynyrd or Neil Young?
I see what you did there.
Oh. Answer that.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All the way around. Okay. Now, what did you say for Star Wars or Star Trek?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Okay. I think we got it for the...
Gay or ginger?
Yeah.
Ginger.
Would you rather have tacos or would you rather have pizza? Would you rather have vegetables or a barbecue?
Vegetables.
I want to know more about your food habits.
Oh my gosh, it's such a hot topic lately.
But do you like David Bowie or Prince?
David Bowie.
Bowie.
Prince kind of, I don't know. Like, he's one of those artists I respect but don't love. Mm. You know? You have those?
Yeah.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Oh. Well, if I'm celibate, I'm going to go with AIDS.
Nice. Nice.
Trippy. Got it at the dentist or something, huh?
Can I have both?
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Cocaine or heroin?
Cocaine.
Oh.
Who would you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
I don't know those people.
Caitlyn Jenner is a man who transgendered into a woman, and Chaz Bono is a woman who transgendered into a man.
Oh, the girl.
And Rick, the term is transitioned.
Transitioned?
Not into transgendered into.
I had another friend recently tell me that they were transitioning, and I had no idea.
Yes, the word is transition.
Yeah.
Transgendered. Transitioned.
I like
this music. Old-timey music or modern new metal?
Old-timey music.
And that's new with an umlaut.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, final questions, roundup.
Oh, if you could live in a world that either had Harry Potter or Lynyrd Skynyrd, but you couldn't have both, well, which
shit.
One do you pick?
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Snap.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to go with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I knew it.
She is so clearly more music than nerd.
I can't imagine a world with that. Like, you know, just like hearing.
All right. I'm gonna take this one step further. Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Beatles? A world with only one.
See, that's if I prefer my own answer, I'm being selfish to all the other people. The
no,
Beatles,
it
the
should
Beatles
be your answer.
But
are you gonna go with the Skynyrd?
That's what I like to put on. You know, they're not like the end all be all, but like
it's your go-to, your
right.
touchstone.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Nice.
But I like Dolly too.
Well, who doesn't? All right, well, Joe, it doesn't matter what point score you get. You passed this quiz with flying Jeez. Colors, and you
Hell
won
yeah.
yourself a fancy one-ton dually sticker.
Oh, how nice. There you go.
Yeah.
And I just where I'll
and
put
you,
it.
You, yeah.
I'm a
in the garbage.
Collection.
And no. 5 free minutes of recording time. 5 minutes.
That's 5 minutes
Rick
of
won't
recording
yeah,
time.
It's
comes
just
going to
be us chatting, giggling like little girls
Dog
to
water
ourselves.
Studios.
That's what we do in the studio. Like, oh, it's time for this session. I'll be 20 minutes late. And then
oh
we start
God.
Talking. We're just like, ha, 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 ha. 3 hours
it
later, it's like,
then, yeah.
And
oh,
then
wait.
Like, we get like one track down and we're like, oh, let's go get food.
Oh, yeah, it's raining outside, so I don't think we can record in the rain.
The sun is really pretty, or the sky is really pretty right now. Let's
it's
go.
It's lightning. Let's go.
Yeah, there's going to be too much noise from the rain and the lightning. Let's
or
not
just go record the
we're
rain
so
and lightning for another track. Where there's lightning and rain.
We should do that for Greyhound.
Fuck yeah.
Good idea. We'll just have to wait a couple years till it rains again.
Right, that's right. So
well,
you're going to have to sit on that album.
Do you have another song for us?
What if I said no?
Like, you don't have to.
That's all I know.
Well, I was thinking.
That's all you do.
I think it's about time to wrap up this
yeah,
fun little show here.
Like, what do we have on time?
Well, let's.
Oh, yeah. We'd love another song if you got one.
Yeah.
If you want one.
Well, I mean, Nick, do you have anything going on this week?
Let's see. Not this week, but the following week, I'm playing with One Ton Dually.
Well, yeah.
At,
Headquarters,
bar. Which is a new bar downtown on 2nd Street, I believe.
Yes, West
anyway,
and 2nd.
Heidi and Ed Adkins own it, right? And don't they do the crawl as well? They do
that,
all the crawls.
That is correct.
Yeah,
it's the old
a couple black
social
dudes
club.
In that shit too. It could be.
It's
there
the
could
old
be Asians,
social club right
be
down the street from Tonic.
Whites,
it's,
women.
It's
going
to be their first
gays.
Show live music. It's going to be Swigs, One Ton Dually, and
Fuck
the
yeah.
Riptide Bandits.
Fuck yeah!
It's going to be
everybody's
one
great
show. Yeah.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know.
Everybody's welcome. Everybody at that show will deserve a good blowjob, yeah. Especially the owners.
Just stick that in anywhere, right? Hey, you said you had the mics turned off. You told me we were recording.
That's one of the best ones because right after you said just stick that in anywhere, you said, oh, Rick, don't you fucking cut that out.
Oh.
Like you said that immediately afterwards, guaranteeing that I would cut that out. Anyway.
See, you never know what to do. To right. get pissed about it or just shut up. Sorry. Maybe it won't happen.
Who's recording with you this week, Rick?
You're not going to believe this, but she's in the room with you right now.
Oh, hey. Ooh. Ooh. All
yeah,
right.
Tomorrow night and Thursday night are our last sessions.
Very cool. Very cool.
You guys
are really
spending a lot of time together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
this
going
month,
to dinner.
This, yeah, if it wasn't, and it's been Sick Kitty Sid and Jenny all month. It's been fucking awesome.
That's pretty fantastic.
It's great music.
Yeah, grave music.
Great music.
And then this
and you get to see
of the gravest soul.
Michelle once in a while.
Fuck yeah.
I am available for voiceover work. Any musicians out there who need a creepy bass voice.
Yeah, he does it really good when he
talks
super
close to me. In a world with fatal deaths.
Oh, and this weekend I've got Mr. Risky coming in who I've never seen before.
Who dat?
I don't know.
I don't know who that
That's
is.
Risky's husband.
Mr. Risky.
That's Mrs. Risky's.
Right. So it's pretty
coming
exciting.
Soon to a Dogwater Studios.
Coming soon.
Mr. Ricky.
Wait.
Risky.
Risky.
God bless
Mr.
them.
Mr. So. Risky. Mr. Ricky.
So I hope that's awesome.
Mr. Risky.
Every time I've had a band I've never heard before, it always ends up being fucking great. So
well,
sure
book him
awesome.
On the podcast if he's any good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, is it a guy or is it a band?
It's a three-piece.
Oh,
and
called Mr. Risky.
They are called Mr. Risky, right.
Are they metal?
So, I have no idea. Isn't
that sounds like an
80s fun?
Metal name.
Dude, and most people who like produce and record music are like, please send me a demo. I want to know what to expect and how to really think about you and envision this. I'm always like, just show up and play shit. I'll figure it out. Like, this is so exciting.
What equipment are you bringing?
On the edge. Like, I don't even know. You can be terrible. I don't care. I'm excited. Let's make this awesome.
You don't like Google them and
no,
try to,
fuck oh. no. Like, I just want, like, absolutely nothing. They start playing
Rick
first
is the
song,
Michael
I, like,
Caine
I'm
of music
so bad.
Recording.
Maybe that's
so
good.
Bad.
You don't care if the script's any good. You'll
no.
work.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. Right. I'm just like, what, now let's make your fucking dream come true however we can. That's all yeah.
There you go. Dogwater Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Making your fucking dream
making
come
your
true.
Fucking dreams come true. That's exactly right. So there you go.
That's true.
That's a hot slogan.
Yeah, state of the arts for facts, making your fucking dream come true.
Is this man really a mental case?
Well, Joe, Jenny, pardon me.
Jenny Joe, is okay.
Jenny Joe works.
It's been great having you back, getting to hang out again. It's been way too long since we've gotten to see you here. We want to see you play more live music here in Reno, and we are looking forward to your CD. When do you expect you want it to be out?
October.
October. Yeah.
Yeah, we should just be wrapping it up, and then, of course, I'd love to play around.
Yeah.
Should
so,
have a CD release shows. Party, right?
Do you got a Facebook page?
No.
You're going to have a SoundCloud.
We're gonna...
I do have a SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/JennyOjibwe.
Okay.
How do you spell Ojibwe?
O-J-I-B-W-E. It's
and my, Jenny is?
My tribe. J-E-N-N-I.
Okay. J-E-N-N-I.
O-J-I-B-W-E. Yeah, you'll be able to find it on the SoundCloud in just a few days.
Very
as
cool.
As soon as you wrap up everything and mix and master everything.
Fuck yeah. It's going to be awesome. It already is.
It's beautiful. You have very talented and your voice is so good.
Thank you.
Awesome, sultry shit.
It's nice to have you back.
Well,
cheers to Jenny.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Woo! Jenny, thank you, babe.
Yeah, no.
So, four. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, the intern, Shrek and Pal, Dogwater Dick. There are too many freaking people to thank these days. For all of us here at Dogwater Studios. Life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Won't regret the time I wasted trying on to be with you. Cause you were all I wanted, there was nothing I could do. I carefully calculated how to see it through. I'd give up everything I had just to be with you. Sold my soul to get you too, that's what I had to do. And it'd be worth it to me if I was next to you. So when it all came to a head and everything fell through, there was nothing I could do, nothing I could do. So I'm leaving this town, but it's the last thing I do. When tried to block you out, but there was nothing I could do. So I let you in and you took over my head. You know I'm so obsessive, baby. You know I gotta clear my head from everything you shared, cause you know I'm going crazy. I'm trying to figure out, how do I get out? I gotta get the fuck out of this city. Gotta disappear somewhere far away from here. I don't even hope that you miss me, cause I'm leaving this town. But it's the last thing I do when I'm coming back here. Something good for me, I need something new, and I need somebody to never let me down. I said I'm leaving this town.
I don't care what anyone says, there's something sweet about every young girl, and a man takes that sweetness and look what he does with it.
Darkwater Studio.
You got the screwiest uncle that ever stuck his puss inside our nut house.
We're done in this room?